Welcome to Tart Club. Turgid Tomes is a wanton book club where we get together every other Wednesday to eat, drink, and discuss the latest romantical read. If you happened upon this podcast and don't like the F word or boners, now's your chance to GTFO. This is your official explicit content warning. This podcast is highly inappropriate and listener discretion is advised.
He's like, I need to see those boobies. Ah!
Pretty much.
Neighbors probably heard that.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I just wanted to point out before we start that the word Australia is mentioned in this book, which gives me an excuse to use my terrible accent.
You're going to get banned again.
Yeah, I've already been canceled, banned, and, determined unworthy of marriage.
Let's talk about that. Greetings, fellow tarts. Ashley here, your head hussy in charge. And my birthday month is coming to an end. Sad times. And what better way to celebrate than with some alien smut? Said smut being Choosing Theo by Victoria Aveline. And we have John back with us to discuss.
What up, kids?
Nothing much. Being miserable.
You know, but I feel like I getting to read this book for your birthday was like a pretty good gift for me. So,
fair.
Everything outside of the podcast is pretty awful right now. But like, I did have a swell time reading this bit of smut,
good, which was way
smuttier than all of the other books we've gotten to read, especially the one about the hottest girl in New Zealand, which had one off screen sex scene.
It had the hottest girl in New Zealand, John.
Yeah, but. This has the hottest girl on the planet of Clicania.
Yeah, you
know,
yeah.
Solid upward trajectory on our reading material. Next thing you know, it'll be like the hottest girl in an entire dimension.
I don't know how we're going to top this, John, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than being miserable, what's your reading goal for the year?
I'm going to say four books.
Four books.
Because I'm already, one book in the third week of January. And I checked out a book from the library. I checked out Michael Mann's Heat 2, the sequel book to the movie Heat from 1995.
Oh.
The crime movie starring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. It's like one of the best movies ever made.
Okay.
Which totally is just going to make me sound like a basic boy. But love that movie. And the director he wrote a sequel / prequel to it because, you know, it's harder to make a movie with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino these days because they're 100,000 years old.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the drinks. What drink did you pick for this book?
Well, I got like two drinks because my...
Two?
Yeah, one's a little bit of a baby drink because, you know, I'm not much of a booze hound. But one of my favorite things about this book is that the beverage of like space alcohol choice on this planet was just called Mott. And so like, you know, if
isn't
you really
that a brand of applesauce?
It's a brand of apple juice and applesauce. So if you want yourself a nice thematically appropriate drink for lying down on your bed and reading some just alien smut, have yourself a nice, crisp, refreshing glass of apple juice.
Yeah.
From Mott's. And then, you know, if we want to do like a nice alcoholic beverage, I found a nice cocktail. It doesn't seem to have much of a fancy name, but, you know, it's apple juice cocktail. It's apple juice, vodka, lemon juice, and a little bit of maple syrup. It's got like some nice savory with a little bit of like weird sweet and sour. And, you know, I feel like that'd be pretty decent. So what sort of beverage did you pick?
I went with a kitchen sink approach. I just kind of perused around in my kitchen and kind of threw something together. So I went with tequila, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Starts with a T, just like the main character's love interest. Makes sense. Good theme.
It's totally why I picked it.
Totes.
So tequila, blue curacao, which is like a citrus liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And then I happen to have some black cherry sparkling water. And mm-hmm. some frozen blackberries that I threw in there and muddled up a bit.
It makes sense. Those blackberries are sort of like all the black markings on Theo's body. You're just like nailing this 100% intentionally.
And blue for the cover, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I just kind of threw all that together, you know. I don't do measurements. I just eyeball it, measure with your heart, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Just kind of throw it all together, give it a stir. It's actually surprisingly good. And then for the name,
Big Dick Space Hunk.
Why not just do their couple name? Hashtag fade. What?
I've forgotten about the stupid couple name already.
Yeah, well, it's back.
Good.
Hashtag fade. That's what I did for the drink, for the snack. Again, kitchen sink approach. I had these Lisa Frank unicorn sugar cookies that I happened to just see at Target and grabbed. They were just sitting in my fridge and, you know, like colorful unicorns, mystical magic, you know, close enough to sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about the author, Victoria Aveline. She has always enjoyed immersing herself in a good romance. Alpha males are her weakness, but while possessive dominating heroes have always been titillating, she craved something more. So she decided to create a world in which devastatingly sexy men could be aggressive and domineering, but still bow down before the matriarchy. Victoria lives with her husband, dog, and about 60,000 badass honey-making ladies. She's talking about bees, pretty sure.
Sort of like from The Wicker Man. In the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man, there's like an entire island of honey-making ladies.
Oh, I'm going to have to rewatch that. When not writing or fantasizing about future characters, she enjoys traveling, reading, and sipping overpriced hipster cocktails. Well, she would love it here.
You guys would be biffles.
Yeah. All right. Moving right along to the Brazen Book Report. John, how would you summarize this book?
Okay, so like there's this lady and she gets abducted by aliens and then she lands on an alien planet. She's like, what the fuck am I doing here? She gets lost and then she gets found and the aliens are like, hey, for some reason we have this weird law that says if you end up on our planet, you have to live here for at least a year, but you also have to get married because we have a incredibly interesting society makeup where we're like 80% guys and 20% women, and we had a Children of Men disease happen, so nobody's getting preggers anymore, and so we need to repopulate our planet, and we decided to do that by making marriage like a thing that's mandated, but also women get to choose and pretty much have the like final say in everything in society. And she's like, well, that sounds bad for me because I don't want to be married to a space alien. But then it turns out that like the space alien she sees like 5 minutes in is the hunkiest space alien in the entire like universe, the hottest guy she's ever seen in her entire life, and she's like, hey, I'm gonna go out with this dude. But then it turns out that he's also like a alien secret agent mercenary guy who's kind of got a bad disposition because in addition to being a strange society, they don't like all of his body scars, and so he's kind of got a bad mood thing going on, and it's a little bit of a Beauty and the Beast scenario. But she moves in with him immediately. And he's kind of like a weird creeper for a while, where he's like, the only reason this girl could ever like me is because, you know, she's a spy of some sort. And she's like, well, I just want this hunky guy to really like me and not be a douchebag all the time. Then they have a bunch of sex, and then they have some more sex. And then there is like some plot developments that last about 10 pages. And then there's a little bit more sex at the end.
Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of the summary? Tell me how the book went. Give me the hot sums.
The hot gas. All right. Earth female gets kidnapped, ends up in the wilderness of a new planet, eventually finds an alien civilization where men exist to please females. She gets married to the grumpiest alien dude, and they live happily ever after. You know, after he gets done assuming she's a spy for the majority of the book.
Hey, you forgot the part where they had sex.
Oh, that's a given.
Is it, though?
You just talked about it.
They don't have sex in New Zealand, is what I've learned.
Real boner bummer over there, I guess.
This book had a number of high-quality boners.
I'm not gonna lie, I was a tad... This has nothing to do... Like, it's not a negative on the book. It was just my expectation and the mood I was in while reading. I was really hoping for some interesting ding-dongs or...
Space peen.
Yeah, I was looking for this. I was really looking forward to space peen, but it was like humanoid peen.
Intergalactic dong.
Yeah, intergalactic dong.
Mm-hmm.
It was just basic dinger dongers. Womp womp. Were there any good quotes for you?
Yeah, I thought the book had a lot of incredibly silly stuff in it, and so I have a lot of quotes I like. But I really enjoyed right on the beginning of chapter two. The book just, you know, it starts off and she's abducted like four pages into the book. And the first line of chapter two is just, it had been about 4 days since Jade was abducted. All in all, she had to say, abduction was boring. Just a sort of a casual flippancy to any of the interesting or epic stuff that might happen.
Yeah.
And describing a room that the aliens take her to. Nothing on Earth could possibly look like this unless NASA had decided to build an uber-realistic alien abduction escape room.
I mean, they could probably make some good money off of that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of incredibly just good lines in this book.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, like, reoccurring bits is that, like, when she's abducted, she keeps, like, questioning the legality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, if what they did was illegal, she'd find someone to help her catch them and punish them. Like, her train of thought is, I'm going to get the people who abducted me in trouble with the law.
The intergalactic law.
Yeah. What was one of the good quotes from you?
Let me see here. All right, we're going to start with a downer. It's a wonder this planet is functioning at all. If 70% of Earth women were wiped out, I can't even imagine what would happen. Wars, slavery, rape. We destroy ourselves in a matter of decades. Yeah.
Yeah, I have that one highlighted in my notes. Shit would get real Mad Max around here.
Oh, yeah. It's timely because there was a TikTok. I guess this young lady was having a conversation with someone and they had asked her, hey, what would you do to survive the zombie apocalypse or whatever? And she just straight up, she's like, nothing. I don't want to survive it because I'm a woman. And so, and then like all these people were like, oh, but you know, like you gotta have hope and blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, thank you. I will not be taking part in any of that because once the zombies stop zombieing, the humans are gonna be awful and women are gonna have a terrible time. And she's not wrong.
What, just because men as a whole are consistently awful all the time?
Yeah, I mean, go under.
Oh, weird. Wild.
Let's see. Another serious one. There were some decent serious quotes in this. So this, I believe this happens when some dude shows up at Theo's house.
While Zorvis.
This guy shows up at Theo's and Jade, naturally not listening to his advice to stay put and out of sight, she comes out and then the other guy gets like super horny and it's just, I guess, like it's a natural reaction or whatever. This guy smells her arousal. He smells her lady juices.
Mm-hmm.
And is about, like, he wants to go ham, but then Theo threatens him, kicks him out, and then, you know, Theo's pretty pissed. He's like, I did try to tell you to, you know, keep yourself hidden. But then there's this really good quote after they're talking about it all. Other males' reactions to her weren't her fault. It was the responsibility of the male to control his urges, even if confronted with a female who seemed willing and ready. What a concept.
Wild. There's a lot of real on the nose stuff in this one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I think some human dudes need to maybe read this and take some notes, you know?
I think the sort of people who need to learn that, though, would read this book and just
hate it.
Be turds. They'd be like, girls just want big dick space aliens who give them whatever they want.
Incel energy to the max. Yeah, just shitting themselves with rage.
They would just be super indignant. Oh. They'd be like, if I was on that planet, I wouldn't ever try to get a wife because girls are dumb.
Yeah, because the women, isn't it the women, or no, the men outnumber the women. So that would make it even worse. It'd be like a huge fucking deal. They would be a part of the kidnappers slash slavers slash
rapists slash scientists slash weird genetic people slash buttheads.
Yeah, it's just like, No, no. They're like, we have to create this pure race, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, no. So this is towards the end of the book. Jade mm-hmm. gets kidnapped, naturally. And they are taking her through the woods and they're about to take her underground. So she's thinking to herself, crazy horny dudes in the woods was bad. Crazy horny dudes with a secret underground lair was worse.
That is also one of my favorite quotes of this entire yeah. book. A plus, just love it.
Okay, last one. It's at the end of the book. The happily ever after has taken place. And Jade's thinking to herself, like how she, you know, where she ended up. She's thinking about where she ended up. Mm-hmm. And she's all she'd had to do to earn her new life was get kidnapped, be forced into marriage, be repeatedly manhandled, get kidnapped again, and finally be beaten. Was it worth it? And of course she says yes. Like, I'm pretty sure she responds like, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's get over to favorite part.
Boy, I just like so much of this book. It's just filled with goofy shit. And it's just like, I like that Theo has a space dog who just is pretty much like supposed to be a big hound dog, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
He tries to... When she first shows up at Theo's house, he just is like going on a bunch of sitcom shit where he's like, ooh, I'm going to do a bunch of things to make her hate me so she leaves because no woman could ever like me because I'm a big old turd. And so he's like, I'm going to introduce her to my dog. And she's just like immediately like, oh, what a good boy. Great dog. I know. Space dog. Best dog.
That was great.
And instead of like making it like an alien creature that's like his like weird alien pet, the author was just like, oh, yeah, he got this from like a different alien species like smuggling ring. And it's pretty much like an earth dog, but like slightly different.
Yeah.
What about you?
First of all, let's talk about this cover for a second. So, you know, the cover is a super ripped human dude. It's just his chest and abs. And he's got all these sick tats, which are scars, apparently, on his planet. And he's holding this little, what looks like a business card with a doodle on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's supposed to be his number, like when they all held out their numbers and she chose him.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like he's like, sup. Here's my card if you're interested in my services. What would his business card say?
It'd probably be like, I'm gonna kill you.
It'd probably be like, oh,
I'm angry about stuff at all times.
Oh, what's the word? Spies need not apply.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna say. The next one, at the end,
mm-hmm.
when they kiss in front of other people, and well, other aliens, and they're all completely grossed out. Mouths on mouths, gross.
It's really fucking funny that kissing didn't exist on this planet.
And they're like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, they've developed incredibly similar and compatible sex organs, but don't kiss.
Yeah. So then the other part, Jade is constantly on guard and just, huh, huh. But it's like when she's talking to the people, like before this, yeah. It's basically a male beauty pageant and she gets to choose. So like, okay, you're from a class 4 planet, which means they're very ignorant. They're not aware anything outside their solar system exists. Cool, cool. Can't send you back because you're going to cause a mass panic worldwide. So we're not allowed to send you back. So you have mm-hmm. to stay here for a year and learn our way of life, and then if you want to stay, you can. If not, you can go. But don't go back to Earth, because it's not allowed. Since she has no idea about their customs or anything, I think that's why that's part of the reason they're trying to marry her off, but also I think for her safety, because females are severely outnumbered by the males. So I think it was like a safety thing, which, you know, still not appreciated, but like at the beginning, when her handlers are talking to her about it, she's like, oh, they're going to do this, this, and that. And they're like, what? No, no.
They're like, we're nice to women on this planet.
Yeah, no. And like pretty much like all the alien guys, she's like, oh, they're going to be terrible, blah, blah, blah. And then basically like every single alien guy is like, let me worship you. And she's just like, oh, okay.
It's like a weird entire planet of like preening nerd guys who are just like, I want to be the best, but in like a kind of a sad and not cool way.
Yeah.
I really like, you know, she's only interested when she has to go to the choosing. You know, she's only interested in two guys, one of which is a guy named either Feijo or Feijo, depending on
the pirate.
Yeah. And it's like, there's a guy dressed as like a sexy pirate. She doesn't actually like go into his room to meet him because he's having like sex with like three ladies.
The test.
Yeah, it's the sex test. But then at the end of the book, she runs into him again and he's all like, I really wish that you had met me because nobody actually likes me and all of my cool pirate stuff is actually an act and I'm a sad boy. And I was like, oh, that's a bit of a bummer. I thought he was just a fun pirate guy.
Well, that comes up with Theo, too. That's why he's so pissed off in the beginning.
Everybody's a sad boy.
Yeah, he's so pissed off in the beginning because he's like, they're not actually going to choose me to marry me. They just want to have sex with me because he's like the beast, the bad boy. Yeah. So they don't want an actual relationship.
She literally says that. She's like, you know, I wonder if people like bad boys as much on this planet as they do on Earth.
And they do. And then that alien bitch tries to be like, oh, and talking about how they have sex. And I'm over here reading the book like, bitch, aren't you married? Like, good. You could have married him. You had your chance.
She here is like, she assumed the inexplicable drawl of the bad boy was universal. Did he even interact with women? Because she can't figure out why nobody's choosing him. And it just turns out that because on his planet, all of his cool tribal tattoos are like totally ugly, bro.
Yeah, I think they got burnt. He went to some other planet and so he caught fire and literally burned. But to Jade, they just look like tribal tattoos. But on his planet, they are seen as disgusting and horrible because I guess their tattoos are supposed to be like opal style and like, what's the word for it? Not squiggly.
Squiggly.
It. Yeah, they're supposed to be, was opalescent.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, that's pretty, that's like a pretty superficial thing. I mean, it doesn't mean like if you have kids with him that they're going to have, their marks aren't going to be burnt. They'll be normal.
Yeah. It seemed like super weird that like everybody was a dick to him about that.
Well, I guess it was also because he was half and half.
Yeah. For like a cool society run by like women and that has like this cool social structure and all, still got like bigotry and racism.
Oh yeah, big time. They were like, oh, he's part this, gross. And then they're like, you want to bang later? I don't want to marry you, but you want to bang later. And so he got sick of it, so he just decided to stay away and not deal with everyone's bullshit. So then he gets dragged out because Jade liked the look of him. But yeah, she basically picked the biggest grump on the planet. Least favorite part.
Every single part in the middle of the book where Theo does something sort of rapey and creepy, where he's like, you know, the entire scene where he's like, you have to get into this bubble bath with me or I'm going to do violence. There's a number of scenes where he does like things that just are, you know, threatening or intimidating and like, you know, grabs her and just, I know that the entire like thing with his vibe, it's like, you know, oh, it's a big burly hot guy and he's gonna like dominate you even though you're like really in control, and I know that's like thematically like a whole thing, but like it just comes off as a little bit gross.
Yeah,
also that's the genre that this piece of fiction is specifically like trying to be part of, so like
I went into it knowing all that was gonna happen because that's his type, like that's his character type. He's in what they call an alpha hole, so yeah, the women are always in control at the core of it, and then they just get manhandled a little bit.
I just didn't like him as a character for the most part, because then it's like, I'm a creep the whole book, but then it turns out I'm a sad boy, so like, she still loves me.
John, you would hate dark romance.
Yeah.
But obviously, in real life, yeah, what the fuck? No, get out of here with that. But given what this is a book for entertainment and not to be taken seriously...
Yeah, no, it's just I didn't realize that like it was going to be the whole middle of the book was just him being like a jerk.
Yeah.
but then she's like, oh, I totally like it when he's like this, but I want him to be like 5% less of a jerk.
But John, she's a spy.
I know. And she's a strong, independent woman who likes what she likes. And that's why it's OK. But, you know, she has that power over him. I don't know. A lot of weird dynamics going on in this book.
Yeah. Was there anything else?
From a like slightly more plot related standpoint, I didn't really like that the entire conflict and plot of the book was done in like 5 pages without much input from the main character at all. She gets kidnapped, and then she pretends that she might like a guy, and then a different guy takes out the bad guy, and then then her love interest shows up and saves her in about half a page.
Yeah.
It never seemed like she got a whole lot of agency in anything that happened, and like the book's one chance to let her, I don't know, like outsmart somebody and escape on her own or do something like cool. She doesn't get like a cool hero moment really. But I just was hoping, you know, at the end of the book for...
She kicks some ass.
Yeah, for her to, like, I don't know, kick him in the balls, stab him, and run down a hallway or something.
No, she just gets pregnant.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of things that are great, what was your least favorite part?
Leave the dog alone. Leave the dog alone. Just stop it. But the dog lives. The dog lives, so I gotta give it points for that. Again, like you said, the ending was super rushed. They could have cut a bit of the middle of him just being a jerk and them acclimating to each other. They could have cut some of that out and added a bit more to beef up the end, because it was just a couple pages and then it was done. Like, as I was reading, I'm looking at, there's only like a very minuscule amount of pages left, and she just got kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but you're really right about like how rushed it feels, because like, you know, once they start boning, like, the conflict changes where, like, you know, he gets paranoid and, like, has no self-esteem, and she's, like, also paranoid and has no self-esteem, but for, like, they're both for, like, opposite reasons, so it's some goofy sitcom shit where she's, like, I really like this guy, but I don't think he likes me enough to let me stay with him, and he's, like, I really like this girl, but I think she hates me because I suck, and I'm gonna force her to stay with me forever, even if she doesn't want to. What if you guys did a communication a little bit and trusted each other maybe a little bit, and he's just a big old idiot the whole time?
Yeah. What the fuck moment?
At the end of the book, my biggest what the fuck is when she gets pregnant and, you know, she's all like, the lady comes up and tells her that, you know, she's pregnant, and she responds with, no, I'm not, Jade said immediately. I'm on birth control. I can't get pregnant. I got the shot. It's supposed to last for months. It's like, lady, you're on a fucking space planet and fucking an alien.
He's an alien. He has super swimmers.
What would you possibly think that your human birth control has anything to do with how space jizz works?
Yeah. Ew. I hate that.
I don't know. Use a space condom.
Yeah. Why didn't they ever... Oh, I think he wanted her to get pregnant, though. But I think birth rates were... relatively low, but she was a different species, so they weren't sure. I mean, she ended up okay with it in the end, but it's still rude as fuck. Use protection.
You know, the whole irony of the bad guy's plan is that he's gonna like force her to get pregnant, and you know, she's just like, well, I'm fucking pregnant anyways, and had like he not been like doing villain stuff, she was just gonna be pregnant, and there you go. She's helping repopulate the planet anyways.
Yeah. But with Theo, like, I don't appreciate that they didn't go over protection. But in her mind,
you know,
she was fine.
She had a lot going on.
She had a lot going on. But she, to her, she's like, oh, well, I'm on birth control. I'm good for a few months. Cool, cool, cool. We're gonna bang it out and it's gonna be great. And then I'm gonna go home illegally back to Earth.
Yep.
But then it's like, surprise, you're pregnant.
What was your what the fuck moment?
Speaking of her going back home, why would you want to go back to Earth? This planet's pretty okay. Like, yeah, you're being forced into marriage. I think this is before she actually like interacts with him.
Uh-huh.
So he hasn't quite been a jerk and manhandled her yet. But even with all that, he will only do it up to a certain point and then it stops. Again, these guys just want to worship these females. And she's given choice and blah, blah, blah. And she keeps comparing it to Earth and how it's not like that on Earth.
Yeah.
But then the next sentence, I need to get back home. To what? And that was another thing. She didn't have anybody, I don't think.
No, she doesn't really have any friends. And she like lives at home and does design work. And
yeah. And I think her sister drowned when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's talking about how terrible men are, because she's like, oh, if this happened on Earth, we'd all be raped and murdered. And then she's like, I can't wait to get back. And I'm like, girl, shut up. Just marry this hot guy. Like, okay, he's a jerk sometimes, but at least you're going to have, like, great sex. He's going to worship you.
And you can marry a different hot guy, like the sad pirate boy.
Exactly. If it doesn't work out with this guy 3 months later, you can go marry your sexy pirate. They do discuss that the way it's set up and the reason the marriages are only 3 months long is because they're essentially dying out. And if the female can't get pregnant with one guy, after 3 months, she can go and try to get pregnant with another guy. They're trying to repopulate, basically.
Yeah, there's no real intimacy. There's no real love going on. It's more like, hey, can we make this work long enough to have a kid?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I like you fine. You're cool. We get along. Cool. All right, 3 months is up. Popped out a baby. On to the next. It shows you it sucks a little bit for the men, and it also sucks a little bit for the women. So the women are objectifying these men, because if they catch feelings and stuff, it's going to be harder for them to leave to go try to procreate with someone else. It just sucks. Like, it sucks for everybody, you know. And then Jade shows up, and she doesn't have to do any of the, like, okay, I gotta have as many husbands as I can, because I'm trying to repopulate this planet. And Jade's just like, she walks in. Well, to be fair, they're mates. They're like special mates. So marriage and matehood are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Red flags.
Everything Theo does from page like 30 to page 303.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the book has a lot of, like, problematic relationship dynamics, but they're all incredibly funny because it's an incredibly silly story.
Yeah.
What specific red flags did you have?
Eyes turning black. Clearly just going to go straight to demon on that, not alien. And then...
But that was a good thing. That meant that he was, like, totally in love with her.
She doesn't know that. She just sees these black eyes. Like, an earthling is going to just assume demon.
Or all maybe, right. Like, cute shark.
Sharks are terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, they're nature's ultimate killing machine.
Yet people still want to go swimming out in the middle of an ocean.
I like pools. No sharks in there.
Yeah. All right. What was the other one? Oh, sniffs and licks you on the first meeting.
Yep.
Like, there wasn't even a date. It was just meeting each other. Basically, the women choose so many guys. They choose like 3 guys each, if they want up to 3 guys. And then all the guys are going to be in separate rooms, and the women go through and they kind of check out their choices. So they'll talk to them. They'll like quiz them on shit. And then they can also have sex with them.
And the guy is blindfolded.
Yeah. So that he doesn't know who's who. Mm-hmm. And then no retaliation, basically, is what it is.
Yep.
So... he's all pissed off, thinking she's in there to try to have sex with him, to try to have a little fling and waste his time. And then, of course, you know, he smells her.
And she is the best smelling thing that has ever existed.
What was hilarious, because he thought he was smelling her fear at first, but is like, no, she's really, she's like, she's just horny. Mm-hmm. And then he figures that out, like, later on in the book. He's like, oh, what the fuck? Got it. But yeah, so then he goes all lizard brain and sniffs and licks her. No explanation. No, hi, how you doing? No, nothing. Just like, no. Boundaries, sir. Boundaries. Is there something to be learned from this book that applies to daily life?
Yeah, it's, when you like somebody, don't do a bunch of stupid sitcom bullshit and, you know, tell them.
All right, fair. Do you tell people?
No, I do stupid shit like where them? I never, ever tell them and then expect people to realize it and then never, ever, ever, ever bring it up because I'm a huge fucking idiot.
John. But no, like, that's kind of, that's always in books, and people get so frustrated with it, and I'm sitting there reading it. I'm like, yeah, but think about it. no one ever actually is honest about this shit. No one wants to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, classic John Waldman move. Never talking about your feelings. Good work, characters.
Good going, Theo. Pulling a John. Oh my god.
You know, I think another important one is if the hottest lady on your entire planet says she likes you and she lives at your house, believe her.
But she's a spy, because I have low self-esteem and can believe nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not judging.
We're bad at taking compliments, I know. Somebody tells me they like me, and I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? It's a, you know.
Same. Like, why would you do that? That's fucking weird. Uh-huh.
It's like, sorry, I'd only be with somebody with higher standards.
What a dick. Yeah. I don't know.
What has this book, Choosing Theo, taught you that applies to your daily life?
I gotta say, you men better start acting right. You know, the bare minimum's not cutting it anymore. You threatened us with dying alone with our cats. And now we're all just kind of like, all right, cool, I'm fine with that. But I'm gonna put up with a lot less bullshit from a cat than I am a guy. So,
yeah, probably.
A lot less, I don't want to say emotional torture.
Because cats can do that too, but you know, not as well as an awful man.
But yeah, I mean, not only are women choosing to die alone with cats over being with men, I think eventually in the long run, if we get the tech for it, women are just going to start leaving you for aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, you know, I could see it, but realistically, the aliens are probably going to be like just as bad or worse than men. So
they probably have a lot of weird tentacles.
Some people are into that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you have a spicy snippet you'd like to share about this book?
I mean, I'll go through. I like to take my notes on Kindle in different colors for different subjects. We got red for things that I find amusing, yellow for interesting plot-related things, and blue for sexy notes. And I coincidentally have 69 sexy notes in this book.
John, you can't read all 69.
I know, but like, I'm just saying how all fun right. It is. See? Told you.
Okay.
I really like that earlier in the book, when she first meets him, she refers to him as Mr. Sex on a Stick.
I never got that.
It's pretty good. I do really like when they first describe Theo's house, because Theo's really like, you know, despite his tough murdering exterior, because he kills people for a living. In fact, Theo preferred the exact opposite. All of his seating was overstuffed and soft. His floors were coated with large dark green sequined leaves and then lacquered. Plush rugs were layered over the natural floor, adding softness to each room. Almost every room in the house contained a fireplace and dim lighting. He has a sex house covered in like poofy pillows and like mood lighting.
What is that? That song, Careless Whisper. You just walk into his house and Careless Whisper is playing.
That's Careless Whisper, right? With the saxophone?
Yeah. Oh god. Okay.
Let's see. Let me scroll through here. When she goes to the doctor to learn about like the, when they want to know about the human anatomy, we got some good stuff in there. The doctor says, you know, there's a few differences when describing the differences between like their alien anatomy and her anatomy. And there are a few differences, but I believe they'll all cause sex to be more pleasurable, not less. And it's like, yeah.
So apparently it's very common in these books that alien females do not have clits. They don't have clitorises, clitori. Yeah,
they don't have them. And the doctor's like, oh, I believe this organ you have is called the clitoris. And it's like, ah, she's gone to an entire planet of dudes who don't even know it exists. She's already been to Earth. It's the same.
But they've still managed to find it somehow.
Rimshot.
I think she has like a line about that. She's like, oh, for a planet with guys, you know, that women don't have these, they managed to find them real quick, unlike human men.
Mm-hmm. All right, you tell me your hot thing while I find my other one, because I cannot find the thing I'm thinking of.
All right. My spicy snippet is still not as good as Ice Planet Barbarians.
All right.
I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying me personally, I prefer the Big Blue Boys. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's really the only thing I could think of.
Oh, this was one of my favorite parts in like an actual sex scene when he gets so horny that his entire body starts vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts purring whenever he's happy and incredibly aroused.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's see. You know, he's extremely excited, and she started to rub his length through his pants. His purring grew louder, making his whole body vibrate. Distantly, she wondered how it would feel if he was able to vibrate like that during sex. Who needs a rabbit when your boyfriend comes equipped with a huge vibrating dick?
Well, she found out.
But also, he's her husband. What the fuck? They're married.
That bitch.
Not a boyfriend. That's enough. That's enough for me. Oh, sorry, one more. He's going down on her, and it definitely describes it as lapping her sensitive bud.
Yeah, they do that a lot. All right.
Speed round.
Who would you want to be besties with and why?
Rego, Theo's best friend character, who's kind of like a big buff guy with like demon horns.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's also described as a hopeless romantic, and that's adorable.
I want to read his book. I don't think it's out yet. Makes me sad.
You will eventually.
Hopefully.
You can tell me about it.
Sexy Pirate's book is out.
Sexy Pirate got his own book?
Yep.
Damn. He's like number three on my list of people I want to be friends with.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there would never be a dull moment.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's not Ragu.
Rego?
Rego.
I think Ragu's good, though.
If I knew him, I would
definitely call him Ragu, and then he'd be like, why are you calling me that? And I'd be like, because it's funny. And he'd be like, I don't get it.
And then he'd just squash you like a bug.
Fine. Yeah,
I apologize every episode. I'm just very bad with pronouncing words. I'm just going to refer to him as not Ragu.
Oh, you got something against Italians? You don't like Ragu?
Actually, no. Ragu's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's not very good.
But yeah. Okay, so... you want to be friends with not Ragu and
the sexy pirate guy.
Oh, I can't think of his name. I apologize.
Bejo. Rejo. Bejo. I don't know.
Veggie Tales.
Yeah.
All right. Jack Sparrow.
Damn, I didn't make that connection. He is Space Jack Sparrow, probably.
I literally was thinking it and I was like, don't say it. And then, you know, I just had to say it. I feel like that's a really good friend group. That'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I gotta know who you want to be besties with.
Obviously the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Sibo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Human's best friend.
I just imagine him as like a large puppy. Big old hound dog ears.
Yeah.
Looking goofy.
And he wouldn't be a jerk and manhandle you. Yeah. What's not to like? Who do you want to throat punch and why?
Assuming that I wouldn't get immediately murdered, I'd throat punch Theo and be like, hey, you big fucking idiot. This girl likes you, you dumb piece of shit.
God! All right, John, don't hold back.
Hey, I understand, severely having self-esteem problems, but like, damn, she already touching your junk. Like, you know, obviously she likes you. She has told you that she likes you. Like, don't think she's lying. So who would you like to throat punch in this book?
Men! No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not men.
I mean, not really, though.
I'll throat punch myself right now just to make you feel better.
No.
It hurt.
Oh, God. He's pantomiming punches. What's his... Zoris?
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Zoris and Co.
Don't be a space rapist.
Yeah, no. Space rapist, not a good career. Not a good look. Yeah, his whole little outfit, his little group he had going on there, they're all disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously, get a grip. Get a fucking life.
But, you know, it's possible to be insecure about your penis and not kidnap anybody.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Who would you want on your side in a fight and why?
I mean, obviously Theo, because he's the biggest, toughest person on this entire planet, and he has love superpowers. So, like, you know, if I was like, hey, this guy's trying to hurt me, and he'd be like, hey, John, I hate you, but, like, we're on the same side of this fight, I'll punch a guy's face right off, and I'll be like, cool.
Sweet.
And I'd be like, I know you said you hate me, but I know that's just your way of saying we're besties.
Yeah.
What about you?
Not Ragu.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he did come through as a friend. He was like, I found the people that you want to hurt. And yeah. He was like, I got them for you. I helped. And then he helps, he shows up to help save Theo's girlfriend / wife.
Also, when Jade meets him, he looks like the devil. Mm-hmm. He looks like a giant demon. No one's going to want to mess with him.
Yeah.
He's perfect. All right.
I mean, he's like a heavy metal album cover with a big softy heart.
Yeah. Who would you cast for these characters or assign characters zodiac signs based on vibe?
Christina Hendricks and Jason Momoa.
Okay. All right.
You were about to tell me about the zodiac signs and the characters that you cast.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We'll do zodiac first. For Jade, I went with Aries. You know, she's got a tude, got a little bit of a temper, strong-willed, which, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. And then Theo, I went with Virgo. logical and insecure. Yeah.
I think if I was going to assign one, I'd say that Theo's probably a feces. Because, you know, he acts like a piece of shit the whole time.
Elena, don't listen. Close your ears. Okay. And then casting-wise,
mm-hmm.
Jade, I went with Lydia Rose Beuley. It's Bewley.
What do you know her from?
She is in The Inbetweeners.
Hmm.
I feel like she really fits Jade. She's got red hair. She's plus size.
I know British people like that a lot, that show.
Yeah, yeah. That's who I went with for Jade. For Theo, The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean...
And obviously, you know, WWE. He was just in Black Adam, which was really not good. But, you know, hey.
Well, hey, we don't have to worry about a second one, as far as I've heard.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah. All right. That's what we think. Let's see what some other people think. I've got some Goodreads reviews here. We're going to go high to low. Cephia gave it 5 stars. Please, can I be abducted by aliens and taken to an advanced alien planet with hot-ass guys who dote on women's every need and forget all my worries on Earth? Please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
2 alien emojis. Christine gave it 5 stars. Go read this book, period. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
I mean, there is this one review on here, 4 stars. I'm so hooked, it's insane. Perfect alien romance for all you ice planet barbarian lovers.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me this is a story about a human woman who gets abducted and taken to a planet where there are sexy males who go to husbandry school to learn how to be the best possible partner, where they learn to cook, clean, provide comfort and pleasure for their females? Sign me up.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Like,
mm-hmm.
All right, Lulu Reads rated it 4.5 stars. 4.5 stars because I'm in denial that alien romance is good. The world building, the characters, the dynamics, it was all very well written and very interesting. All caps. I mean, the male aliens worship the women. Like, come on, they cook and everything. Vicious but romantic gave it 4 stars. I'm very into non-human fated mates currently. Humans are garbage. Give me the shifters, monsters, and aliens. Peace sign emoji.
You know, here's probably the perfect review. 3 stars. A book where an entire alien species specializes in simping and simp culture.
I got that one, too.
I was, you know, saving the use of the word simp for my rating, but that's a good review.
I specifically put that review in there just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Billy gave it 3 stars. Somehow both better and worse than expected. Kidnapped by aliens, forced marriage, fated mates. I think it was just more of a slow burn than I would have liked. There is a dog, and it is in danger, but it is ultimately fine. That's the only review I need.
You like it when that happens.
Yeah. I think there's a website called Does the Dog Die?
Yep.
Yeah, and then you can go and check. L gave it 2.5 stars. Husbandry has to do with agriculture and livestock, not with being a husband. It was mind-boggling that an author, someone who writes words for a living, wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that's animal husbandry. It's different. Good review, though. Love it. A plus. I enjoy the colloquial version of husbandry.
Han gave it 2 stars. How to get me out of a reading slump. Haterism. I take it they didn't like it. And then last one is Grace with 1 star. Only regrets. That was
nice.
It. That's all they put. Okay. Big moment. How many and what kind of phallic symbol would you rate this book?
Let's see here. How should I put it? I think this is probably my second favorite of the books we've read, because Spider's Bite was a little bit self-serious, but like yeah. had more of an actual plot and character stuff. Yeah. But Pizza Shop Exorcist had a lot of insanely stupid stuff in it that I found incredibly enjoyable. And then the book about the hottest girl in New Zealand was super tame. But mm-hmm. This one was, you know, decently smutty and had a number of dongs. And I would give it 3.8 tribal tatted simp dongs. And if that doesn't reflect the, you know, the opinions I just gave about the other books, then, you know, somebody tell me what I rated those and we'll make a curve.
So 3.8 tribal tatted simp dongs.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
What about you? What would you say this book deserves from the phallic symbol rating?
I would give it 3 tribal tatted simp dongs.
All right.
I liked it. It was fun. It was a quick read. I just wish that the pacing was a bit different, and mm-hmm. I wish there was a bit more meat, so to speak,
wink, wink.
To the actual plot.
Or just like more meat in general instead of plot. Wink, wink.
More dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I mean, 3.8 is probably too high of a rating from me, but it's a new year. I'm feeling good. I've only read one book this year. I don't have anything to compare it to.
You're feeling good.
I'm not. Right. This year sucks already.
Yeah. And now it is time for the bi-weekly boner. This week's boner is from a movie I overheard my boyfriend watching called Aqua Teen Forever Plantasm.
Oh boy.
And the boner is Moisture Prong.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I felt like it really kind of went with this story. I feel like they would, especially those idiot scientist guys, they would definitely refer to it as a moisture prong. Mm-hmm. Okay, put moisture prong, put it in a sentence.
He put his moisture prong directly into her squish mitten.
Love it. I mean, I'm still disappointed. I thought the wieners were going to be a little more like legit alien, but mm-hmm. they're typical. They're like humanoid, but their whole species is humanoid. So yeah. That's the fickle phallus for this week. But eventually, I'd like to hear some portly pickle descriptions from all of you listeners. No pictures, please. Just written descriptions. You can email the goods to turgidtomespodcast@gmail.com, put biweekly boner in the subject line, and don't forget, you must include the name of the book or article and author. I'm going to go ahead and announce the theme for February, My Lover Vinny, in which we will finally be checking out some mafia romances.
I think I would read like a Joe Pesci starring romance novel. Hey, he's a tiny guy. He looks just like Joe Pesci and he talks real fast and uses his hands a lot.
Oh my God.
Hey, and I really know she loved me by the way she touched my ding-a-ling. You know what I'm saying around here's have some gabagool.
I don't think that's the vibe that these are going to give, but we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, he looked at her gabagool and he said to himself, that looks so good. I would like some more capicole. Moisture prong with a side of gabagool. That's going to be all next month.
Oh my God.
Don't cut that. Too good.
We did it.
We did it.
We did and, it. We did it. We did it.
And we'll do it again in 6 months. Yeah. I'm inviting myself back on.
You're inviting
yourself. You can't stop me.
You're inviting yourself back on.
I'll have only read one other book that by then, and I'll need another book to make it to my quota.
You can only force yourself to read books for the podcast.
That's how it worked out last year. I was very disappointed in myself.
Yeah, it's fine.
I did watch a lot of movies, so that was good.
Okay, so this episode will release right after my actual birthday. So I am again asking for reviews and ratings.
And only presents.
Good ones. Well, yeah, presents. Only good ones, though. If you don't have anything nice to say, just don't do anything at all. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on trucking. You know, maybe one.
If you Maybe. Piece of crap listeners don't give Ashley great reviews for her birthday, I am going to be so disappointed in you.
I'm just going to cry myself to sleep. But I do that a lot anyway. So,
and you know. I'm going to cry myself awake.
I'm just going to have nightmares.
The sleep paralysis monster will be incredibly unhappy with you.
Yes. Okay, so thanks for coming back.
Hey, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
I mean, I know it wasn't a why choose or had silky black boxers or the hottest girl in New Zealand.
Yeah, but it had the hottest girl on the entire planet of Cliclania. Cloaca.
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to top this, but we're going to try. Join me back here in 2 weeks for our next read, Brutal Prince by Sophie Lark. Are you ready for the tagline?
And remember to fix each other's crowns and don't let the dicks get you down.
Yes.
Oi, and remember to fix each other's crowns and don't let the dicks get you down.
Oi. I don't know what to say. Oi, mate. I don't know.
I held back the entire episode and didn't even bring up this accent. You're welcome. Don't cut that.
Doodles.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or liking, subscribing, and following on whatever platform you're listening on. Not enough action for you? You can follow Turgid Tomes Podcast on Instagram, like the Facebook page, or join the Goodreads group where you can chat with other listeners, lurk tawdry reviews, and get a heads up on what we're reading and drinking. If you have any suggestions or feedback, you can send it to turgidtomes@gmail.com. And last but not least, remember to fix each other's crowns and don't let the dicks get you down.